Let me speak to Mark Sterling. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Mark. It's you guys who are suggesting that the students can save money. How can they save this?
That's right. That's right, Frank. What we're doing today is just remind students that they can claim a refund on their TV licence. It's worth £36. We're just encouraging them to take advantage of that. Obviously, students are off sort of finishing exams, going off for summer break, and that cash could come in handy. The refund available to students who purchase the licence at the start of an academic year. So as long as they have a full 3 months left on their term time address, they can claim that refund.
You see, I teed it up in such a way as for it to be a little surprise, as you revealed there, TV licensing. Across the country, people will be looking at the radio saying, when on earth do students buy TV licences if they're staying in a house for a year?
Well, I suppose that's another thing that we're trying to do, as well as telling them about the refund that's available. We're trying to remind them of the fact that, you know, if they watch TV or record TV as it's showing live, that they need to have a licence, you know, and that they, you know, we don't want them to risk a fine of up to £1,000. We want to remind students that if they watch, you know, live TV or record live TV, that they need to have a licence. And that applies, of course, as well, as I said before, to, you know, whatever device they're watching on, whether it's TV or a laptop or a smartphone or whatever. So, you know, we've got some research that shows that the average student owns maybe three devices capable of watching live TV. You know, so we know that students sort of lead the charge as such, you know, when it comes to watching TV online. So we're trying to remind them of their TV licensing requirements, you know.
Yeah, but they also know that if they're in a student house in the Holy Land or wherever it happens to be, and they've got a television and they have no license, that the worst that can happen them during the course of, say, first or second term is a knock on the door asking for the license, and a student goes out with, I suppose, a look of, sorry, what? At the front door to the man with the clipboard and says, a TV license? No, I only stay here. I don't own the television. So the start with that argument. And then they say, well, yeah, I've got a computer, but I didn't know you needed a TV license for a computer. Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. If you're watching live TV, you need a TV license. Dear, oh dear, what can I do? Can I buy one of you? And then the guy says, listen, you've got so many weeks to get one or we'll be back. So if you've any savvy as a student, you'd wait until you get the knock on the door before you'd buy a blimmin' TV licence. It's hard enough going through student years without having to buy one of those.
Well, I suppose absolutely. As you say, you know, there are a lot of costs involved in student life. And as I say, that's why we're trying to remind them of this student refund. You know, £36, it's not an insignificant amount of money that they can save. And if they do buy their licence, you know, at the start of the academic year, that means that they're, when it comes to the end of the year, they're likely to have a full, you know, a full 3 months left for which they can avail of the refund.
So, absolutely, absolutely. For the 1 in 100 students who buys a TV license, because I'm sure, I'd put my neck on it that maybe not 99%, but 90% of students don't have a TV license.
Well, I suppose, and again, that maybe comes back to the picture you just painted there of the guys knocking on the doors in student areas. And, you know, we don't have stats for the amount of students owning licences, because we don't ask people to, you know, to put their occupation when they do buy a licence. But we do a lot of work with, you know, student bodies, with universities, with the regional colleges, and we try and get information out. And they're always, you know, they're always willing to work with us, trying to get posters out and leaflets, and, you know, we get some messages on their Facebooks and their Twitter feeds, and we're making sure that students are fully aware that they
totally and that the service is there, that you can have a refund on the final 3 months. And it's important, if a kid has bought a license and you're owed £36, you might as well get it back. However, I think people listening to this radio programme will be nodding in agreement with me that, number one, students never even think about buying a TV licence. And number two, a lot of people would argue the family have a TV licence at home. They're already paying once. Why would the child have to pay again when he or she arrives in Belfast or Coleraine?
Well, Well, and as I say, you know, it is set down in law by the government that if they watch TV, you know, live TV on a separate device, you know, they do have to have a license, and that's why, as I said, you know, students do sort of lead the charge in terms of watching on devices such as smartphones and laptops, and the law says that if they do that, and you know, they are watching on a TV programs as they're showing live or recording them, they do have to have a license. And you know, they do. There is the risk, they're frank, of the fine of up to £1,000.
Do you know if any student has ever been fined for not having a license?
Well, as I say, we don't have the stats for what students or for what occupation people that buy their license. But that risk is there. It's very real, and that's what we try to make sure students are aware of that. And you know, you've already referenced there, you know, the range of costs that students maybe have to pay out, and you don't want to, if they can get that 36 quid back, they may as well. And also, by the same stretch, they don't want to risk not having a license at all, and being caught for not having a license, because obviously, you know, the officers do go out, they do visit halls of residence, they do visit student accommodation as well, so we want to just remind them of that. And is it okay, Frank, just to mention that if they do, you know, it's very easy to avail of that refund. They can go online to relicensing.co.uk/studentinfo, or they can just call 0300 790 6113 to get the refund, if you don't mind me just letting people know that.
Totally. If you're a student and you're listening to this programme, or you're a family member and you have a student who has been paying the TV licence for the whole of term and you're coming out of the summer holidays, you're entitled to 36 quid back, and my goodness me, you should apply for it. There are many things you could spend it on. £36 better in your pocket than in the BBC's pocket. But the bottom line is you need to make the effort to claim it back. You're not going to get it refunded without asking.
Well, that's it. We're encouraging, you know, we encourage people, if they have, you know, if they have those full 3 months, the full quarter, at the end of their term, they just get in touch with TV licensing to apply for the refund, let them know their details either online or on the phone, and then they can get that 36 quid back. I mean, we've talked about a few of the things there that, you know, I'm sure students can come up with all sorts of fun ways to spend money these days. So that £36, you know, as you said, could go towards something a lot more fun over the summer.
Absolutely. Every little helps. Thanks for letting us know about it, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Mark Sterling from TV Licensing. Do you know a student who has a TV license? 90 333 105.